We're in Siman Kuf Yud Dalid, the halachas of Mashiv HaRuach, and we're up to Sif Gimel. We'll be doing Sif in Gimel and Dalid. Im Omar Mashiv HaRuach, if one literally says just the words Mashiv HaRuach, Bimosa Chama, in the summer, Oloam Rabbi Mosa Kshamim, or in the winter he just said Morid HaGoshem and omitted Mashiv HaRuach, Ein Machzirin Oso. Since it is not common for the ruchos, for the winds, to stop, therefore it is not something that we necessarily have to daven for. So if one said it in the summer or left it out in the winter, it is not ma'akev. V'chein betal im iskiro b'mosach shomim olo hiskor b'mosach hama. The same going for tal, whether one mentions it in the winter or omits it in the summer. Ein machzirin oso, because the tal is not something that we don't find that the dew stops forming. So the halacha therefore is, according to the Mechaber, that although l'chatchila one says morid tal in the summer and mashiv haruach morid goshem in the winter, nevertheless, if one ended up in the winter just saying morid goshem, or someone in the summer said mashiv haruach morid tal, the halacha is that he will be yotze. Haggah, says the Ramah, Va'onu b'nei Ashkenaz lo maskirin tal lo b'mosach hama lo b'mosach shamin. In the Askara, the minhag of the Ashkenazim is not to say morid atol altogether. In the same tal u'motor, we say the same tal, but we don't say morid atol in the bracha of Vatogibor. Rak omim b'mosach hama v'rav lo shia machalkel chayim v'chulu. That is the minhag Ashkenaz. Now, says the Ramah, on the basis of this, Yesh omrim sheshatz posik lahaskir b'tfilas musaf yontif harishon shel Pesach, aval hakol maskirin, that it is only the shliach tzibur that stops saying mashiv haruach and musaf of Pesach, but the tzibur continues saying it, ve'ainan poskim ad mincha sheshamu kvar me'ashatz sheaposak b'tfilas hamusaf v'chein noagim. The Ramah says as follows, as Mr. Burr brought this up before. We already learned the halacha that the tzibur does not begin Mashiv HaRuach and does not stop saying Mashiv HaRuach until they heard an announcement from the Shliach Tzibur. In the case of the Bnei Sfard, because the minig is to say Morid HaTol, they can have an announcement before Shmoneh Esrei and Musaf on Pesach saying, from now on say Morid HaTol. Whereas, for those who don't say Morid HaTol ever, what would the announcement have to be? Stop saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGoshem. That one does not do. As a result of it, the Tzibur did not yet hear a hachrozit to stop saying Mashiv HaRuach, so that even the Shatz in his own Shmoneh Esrei, in his Tefillah B'Lachash, as well as the entire Tzibur, is to continue saying Mashiv HaRuach. The Shatz in his Chazoris HaShatz of Musaf leaves it out, and then at Mincha, everybody else leaves it out as well. So this is the halacha according to the Minag Ashkenaz, that there's no hachroza before davening. I did mention that for those who have the Minag of saying Tfilas Tal before the Shmoneh Esrei, so there they did have a hachroza, and as a result of it, they would stop saying Mashiv HaRuach already in their own Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what happens if you have a yachid? What happens if you have a yachid who is davening on his own, and he's davening in a place where the tzibur says Mashiv HaRuach, like the Ramah in their own Shmoneh Esrei, the chazan in Chazoris HaShatz stops saying Mashiv HaRuach. He is davening late, and he already heard the Shliach Tzibur stop saying Mashiv HaRuach. The halachi is that he already shouldn't say Mashiv HaRuach in his own Musaf. If you don't know if the Kohol said Mashiv HaRuach, if they stopped saying Mashiv HaRuach or not, so you're better off leaving it out. This way you're Yotze B'di'eved, because the Mishnah Berurah had told us that beginning with the night before Pesach, meaning the Leila Seder, if someone left out Mashiv HaRuach, he would not repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Siv Dalet. Im Omer Morid HaGoshem B'mos HaChamo. What happens if somebody says Morid, if somebody says Morid Agoshem in the summer, Machziran also, the halacha is he's got to go say Shmon Esrei over again, or Chozal Rosh HaBracha. The halacha is, according to the Mechaber, he only goes back to the beginning of that bracha, the beginning of Atta Gibra. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a gra who paskins that you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, and it's based on a Rambam. Now, Vimsiyim HaBracha Chozal Rosh HaTfilah. The Mechaber says that if you finish the entire bracha, then you go back to the beginning of davening. What's called you finish the bracha? The Prima Gagim says you just said Baruch Ata Hashem. The Sharei Tshuva and the Chayodom say that if you just said Baruch Ata Hashem, then say Lamdeni Chukecha, which means that you just said a pasuk in the middle of your davening, but you didn't conclude the bracha. You're still in the bracha of Ata Gibor, and you can therefore say Ma'ashiv Aruach. According to him, that's the Sharei Tshuva and the Chayyadim, according to them, you would have no problem saying it at that point because you didn't finish the bracha. Whereas once again, according to the Gra, it doesn't make a difference. In all cases, you will have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Now, further, V'afilu b'malkum shetzrichim geshem b'mos hachama. Now, this is an issue that's brought up in the tour whereby the Rosh Hashita was that people have to ask for rain when they need it, even if it is not the rain season in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rosh ended up paskening that way when you're dealing with an entire part of the world that needs it. The Mechaber says here, we don't pasken like him, and the Mechaber says, V'afilu b'malkum shetzrichim geshem b'mos hachama, im hiskir geshem b'malkum tal machzirin also. If someone is in a place where they need rain at that time of the year, he said Mashiv Haruach Morid HaGoshem, but it is summer. The Mechaber says Machzirin also. Now the question is, why is it that when it comes to V'sein Talo Motor, we paskin that if somebody asked for it, he's somach on the Rosh B'dieved and does not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei? Why is it that when it comes to the Askar, we do repeat it? So there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a difference between praising Hashem and asking for it. You can ask for it when you need it, but you don't praise Him for it unless that is the rain season in Eretz Yisrael. But in the Bir Halacha, he brings down that there are those that those who disagree, and as a result of it, the Bir Halacha comes out saying that when you do daven over again, based on the fact that you said Mashiv HaRuach in the summer, you should make a t'nai that if you really aren't chayiv in davening over again, that this should be a tfilas nedavah.